Whatever happens to healthcare reform, private insurance will continue to play a central role in American healthcare. And while some 75% of Americans with private insurance like their plans, according to one recent survey, hundreds of thousands of frustrated people call insurance regulators every year looking for help. One of them was WNYC's own Isaac Davey Aronson.
When you're in radio, it's bad news to sound like this. This is how bad my chronic sinus problems had gotten last year. But a few weeks after minor surgery solved the problem, I was surprised by a bill for $500 from a hospital pathologist I'd never heard of. I made several weeks of calls, bouncing back and forth between the pathologist, my insurer, my surgeon, and I got nowhere. I grudgingly paid my bill and then set out to determine what the heck just happened.
This is a painful and a bothersome subject, which I unfortunately face frequently.
My first stop was my surgeon, Dr. Daniel Branovan, from the New York Eye and Ear Infirmary in the East Village.
There's very few things more bothersome to me than to have a patient who is satisfied by my care, but who is extremely annoyed, bothered by financial circumstances surrounding that care, particularly when they're outside of my control.
By law, Branovan had to send a tissue sample to a pathologist for examination, and his only choice is the hospital pathologist, who doesn't take my insurance. It seems strange to me that the surgeon would take my coverage, but the hospital's one and only pathologist wouldn't. So I went to meet Dr. Stephen McCormick. McCormick said the problem starts with the hospital having more than 700 surgeons who all take different insurance.
The insurance companies know that, and it's my opinion that they take advantage of that situation.
McCormick says insurance companies pay him below market rates. Taking all insurance plans wouldn't be practical because he'd need too large a staff just to haggle with all the companies.
We do it based on pure economics.
Patient advocate Elizabeth Benjamin of the Community Service Society of New York gets calls all the time from people like me who are caught in this battle between doctors and insurers.
You go into the hospital, you have an expectation that you're getting full service, right? And yet, somehow our system more and more is allowing pathologists, radiologists, you know, pretty soon nurses are going to be charged separately and be able to do their own out-of-network billing. I mean, when's it going to stop?
So why can't hospitals force doctors to accept the same insurance? David Woods from the Eye and Ear Infirmary says doctors are independent contractors who can choose which insurance coverage is worth their time. And he says, can you blame them?
If the reimbursement was adequate, then there wouldn't even be an argument of whether a physician should or should not be part of a plan. Because also the insurance industry will say, well, we have 245,000 members that we cover in Manhattan. So if you don't take this, you're not going to get, you know, the volume you should be getting. So you're going to accept our rates or else.
You won't be surprised to learn the insurance companies disagree. My insurer wouldn't comment for this story, but an industry representative named Paul Masalak at state hearings in 2008 said basically reimbursement levels are fine. It's the doctors who are to blame for setting their prices so high.
It all starts with the bill. All starts with the charge. And we can describe it as significant, excess, substantial, unreasonable, unconscionable. It's price gouging.
So doctors say the insurers lowball them. Insurers say doctors highball them. And one of the few things they agree on is what you and I should do, our homework. Both sides say we consumers need to educate ourselves, get the information, figure out how to interpret it, make the right decision. Well, all right. But isn't that asking a lot of patients, especially those in emergency situations? They're far more at the mercy of non-insurance accepting doctors than I was. I asked New York State insurance regulator Troy Oshner.
Until we figure out a completely different way of doing business, I agree with you. It's a real problem for patients, for consumers. And we need to come up with a set of rules that are going to do the very best to protect consumers.
Oshner says his agency has advocated for requiring insurers to cover out-of-network doctors when patients use them because there's no in-network doctor available. When the insurance department proposed such a rule as part of a package of healthcare legislation, the insurance industry got the provision stripped from the final bill. For WNYC, I'm Isaac Davey Aronson.
And Isaac joins us now in studio to talk a bit about avoiding surprise out-of-network medical bills. Isaac, 2 years ago, New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo, who's now the governor, of course, reached a settlement with over a dozen insurance companies on the issue of reimbursement rates. What's the status of that?
Well, under the settlement, the insurance companies agreed to abandon the database they used for years to determine their reimbursement rates for out-of-network claims. That is, how much they'll pay for a given procedure performed by a doctor not in your insurance network. Cuomo alleged that the old database run by insurance giant UnitedHealth had systematically lowballed doctors' fees. And the new system, called Fair Health, is gathering data on how much doctors charge for different procedures, region by region, and it'll use that data to set what it hopes will be reality-based reimbursement rates. And perhaps more doctors will then choose to take more insurances. And some insurers even are excited about the system because they believe that as Fair Health collects data on what doctors are charging, it'll unmask price-gouging doctors. There are also concerns. If the Fair Health system does end up significantly jacking up reimbursement rates, insurers may pass on the cost to employers, who may in turn pass them on to employees. We'll just have to see. Fair Health is in the process of making its databases available this year.
What about the National Healthcare Reform Law? Does that have any effect on this?
On one aspect of this issue, yes. Surprise bills when you get emergency treatment. I mean, my $500 pathology bill for minor surgery is one thing, but there are cases in which insured people go to a hospital for emergency treatment, doctors not in their plan are called in to save their lives, and then these folks get bills for thousands of dollars. A provision of the health care reform bill that goes into effect this year mandates that emergency care at any hospital must be considered in-network by any insurer.
So what can people getting non-emergency care do to protect themselves against surprise out-of-network bills?
Well, you've got to ask a lot of questions. If you're having surgery with an in-network doctor, ask what other doctors are likely to be involved, anesthesiologists, radiologists, pathologists, and make sure that they all take your insurance. Ask for a breakdown of costs and talk to your insurance company beforehand to make sure you understand what's covered. You can also ask your insurance company to point you to a hospital where all the specialists you're likely to need participate in your plan. Now, if you do get a surprise bill, even after you've done your due diligence or after emergency care, appeal it to your insurance company and do it quickly because a lot of plans have a limited time window in which they accept appeals. File a complaint with the state insurance department and call your doctor to see if you can work something out. After my appeal to my health plan was denied, Dr. McCormick, that's the pathologist, his office agreed to knock about $100 off my bill and said I could pay in installments if I wanted.
All right. Thanks so much, Isaac, and I hope you're feeling better.
Thanks a lot.
WNYC's Isaac Davey Aronson.